Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 32. And he said, There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to them, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your commandment. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad. For this your brother was dead, and is alive. He was lost and is found. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Ted Moeller, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Vancouver, Washington.
At the far corner of a garden, a young man sat by himself, all alone in the shadows. All around him, sounds of a great party were like an assault to his ears. Every laugh, every note of music, every fragment of conversation taunted him. They seemed to be having such a good time, so much fun, while he sat out in the cold. He could smell the roasted meat. Had smelled it all afternoon. But his rumbling stomach and his pangs of hunger, that wasn't what was eating him up inside. It was rage. Jealous, envious rage, pure and simple. It was ugly and debilitating and pathetic, and it was justified. He heard his brother's whiny voice telling someone what he missed most about home. The very sound of it, he clenched his fists and stared sightlessly into the night, all alone with his hate. It's not like he didn't love his brother. Deep down, push come to shove, he'd have to admit some feelings for him. They'd been close once, playing in the hills, wrestling, sharing secrets. But that's when they'd been children. Now they'd grown up. Or at least I have, he said to himself. The breaking point was the stunt the little brat pulled last year, when he'd asked, no, when he demanded his inheritance in advance, and the old man gave it to him, just like that. And the twerp took off, disappeared, leaving his father brokenhearted. Leaving his older brother to do all the chores all around the place the whole day long and spend each night listening to his father go on and on about how sad things were. He just ran away from home, and from what he heard, he had the proverbial time of his life. This morning he showed up on the doorstep. Filthy, emaciated, defeated, begging for a job, half expecting to be thrown out. And he would have been if I'd been there, the brother thought. But instead he's welcomed back with open arms. No questions asked. A party is thrown in his honor, and instead of having to own up to the consequences of his actions, he's treated like some sort of celebrity. The best robe, new shoes, fine jewelry, the prized calf, as if nothing had happened, as if what he had done was okay. Well, as far as this older brother was concerned, it wasn't okay. But nobody seemed to care what he thought. So he removed himself as far as possible from the house, all the gaiety within, clinging to his bitterness with the tenacity of a drowning man, which is exactly what he was. But then he was no longer alone. His father, gently calling his name, came out into the garden, making his way to its farthest reaches, deepest shadows, till he found his son, put his arm around and felt his muscles stiffen. He looked into his son's face, aghast at the ugliness of hate that glared back at him, and despite that ugliness, still loved him dearly. "Son," he said, "please, come join us." The voice was soft, the words beseeching, and the young man almost wavered. But his rage reasserted itself. "Look, all these years I've worked like a slave for you, never disobeyed any one of your orders, but you never even given me a cat, little goat to celebrate with my friends. But this son of yours spent your money on prostitutes, so when he comes home, you kill the fatted calf." The father shivered, not from the cold. At the words, "this son of yours," instead of "my brother," his heart seemed to break, as hearts that love are prone to do. It was a horrible situation. One son ran away, and he could only wait for. The other got lost at home, but he went out into the darkness to bring him back. "My child, you have always been with me. Everything I have is yours. But we have to celebrate, because your brother was dead, but now he's alive. He was lost, but now is found." And the father, looking deep into his son's eyes, invites him inside once more. We don't know how he responded. Jesus' parable ends right there, where its application begins. We are the older brother. The father is speaking to us. To us, sometimes content to lurk in the shadows of envy, self-righteousness, and rage. There are people at our Father's party who have no right to be there. Their beliefs are different. Their observations, attitudes, and alliances are suspect. We have every right to stay away from that gala of grace. But is that really where we want to be? Our Father comes out into our darkness, embracing us, begging us, "My child, please join us. Won't you?" Amen.
We thank Pastor Ted Moeller for today's meditation on God's Word.